This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The price of oil is surging above an eye-popping $110 a barrel this morning as Russian forces step up attacks on Ukrainian cities. Both sides now say they are ready to resume talks aimed at stopping the war. It's not clear, though, when. President Biden is closing U.S. airspace to Russian aircraft. He says Russian President Putin badly miscalculated when he gave the order to attack Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on what else the president said during his first State of the Union address last night.
The president drew a bipartisan standing ovation when calling for a salute to Ukrainians fighting tyranny, a notable moment of unity amid stark differences, with Republicans blasting the president for doing little to tame soaring inflation.
My top priority is getting prices under control.
He split his hour-long address between international and domestic concerns, including the virus pandemic.
We've reached a new moment in the fight against COVID-19.
Saying the nation's back to a more normal routine, while encouraging more workers to return to offices. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president praised his Supreme Court nominee last night, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
A former top litigator in private practice, a former federal public defender, from a family of public school educators and police officers. She's a consensus builder.
Today she'll be on Capitol Hill to meet with congressional leaders of both parties. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making it clear today the Fed will begin raising interest rates this month as it tries to restrain inflation. The federal government has a new warning for states asking for billions of dollars so they can widen their roads, protect pedestrians and bicyclists, or risk losing the money. This is AP News. Are you following the news about Ukraine? New TV ratings indicate a lot of Americans are. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with the latest.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine got a lot of us grabbing the TV remotes and tuning in to cable news outlets. Nielsen reports CNN, Fox, and MSNBC averaged 6.4 million viewers in prime time between the start of the war last week and Sunday night. That's a strong bump up from their January average of 4 million. Overall, CNN showed the most dramatic increase, while Fox ends up with the largest ratings. Those numbers represent a trend. CNN tends to have the most dramatic increases during big news events, while its rivals, which focus more on politics, tend to hold on to their audiences when the news is relatively quiet. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Los Angeles County is likely to lift its indoor mask mandate this week. COVID case rates are plummeting, as are hospitalizations. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.